What it is, yeah, your boy, yeah, your boy, man. Coming at y'all again with this W-O-W. Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga. Like, wow. What it is, man. I hope all y'all doing good out there. Just want to tell everybody thank you, man, for listening. Whoever listening, if you just listening, I'm glad you joined. Right now we finna get into chapter 30, you know, in this wild trip. And I think chapter 29 started part 1. The kids dropping, we're gonna get into part 2 with chapter 30. So let's go ahead and get it started. Lord, I thank you humbly for allowing me to be here today, Lord. And I'm asking you to keep me. All the listeners, everybody, you know what I'm saying, who listening and being a part of this, Lord, keep us all, Lord, covered with your blood and angels from danger seen and unseen, because, you know, it's a crazy time now, but no matter how crazy the times may be, you are the answer to everything, and I appreciate you for being that, and I will ask you, later to help me, you know, break this down to people who want to know you more, or want to experience that spiritual bond that you can give people, you know, through opening the book and just being in their lives in general. I'm hoping I can help out with that, with, like, you know, breaking down these stories, and they can see, man, you really are a come as you are type guy, despite what anybody may say. And I just thank you for being who you are. I ask you to help me make it vivid for him, man. You walk with me, Lord, because, you know, this ain't no script. Ain't no script, man. I'm just going off Coach God. You run the play. I'm going to go handle it. I'm going to handle it. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you, man. Continue to work with me. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. Ask these and more blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Chapter 30 get wild, y'all. You know, it's, well, you know, I already started with the 29, you feel me? But you finna see. It's really finna be a battle between Team Leah and Team Rachel. And the reason why I say Team Leah and Team Rachel is because this chapter right here is gonna introduce Zilpah and Bilhah, the two handmaids of Leah and Rachel, okay? Right now, between Team Leah and Team Rachel, it's like four zip Leah, you know what I'm saying? Before chapter 29 ended, she popped four on my, it did. So, being that she popped four on my, we're gonna just say, man, we'll say that's the first 7-year period range. But this next 7 year, oh, they finna get busy. You know what I'm saying? And just want to elaborate a little bit more on this, because this is one of the stories that a tender dick motherfucker, somebody who's just more fascinated with pussy than the word of God, you would really get caught up in this shit that's happening or about to happen. Because niggas love pussy, just especially tender dick niggas, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, I love pussy, man, but all pussy ain't good pussy, and I learned that early. And some people still ain't found that out yet, you know what I'm saying? And fucking, it's a spiritual transference sometimes that if people don't realize the spiritual transference that you're doing when you're fucking somebody, you end up with a lot of shit going on in your life and you wondering why it's going on. So, like, you know, for me, like I say, all pussy ain't good pussy. So, I'm a nigga with dick control. So, I don't really look at this situation compared to what a tender dick nigga. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's just some people. This is part of the story. As much as I would not like it to, this is going to get some people fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be hung up on this shit, because this nigga is going to be one dude fucking four different women. And it's approved. You know what I'm saying? The two wives are approving the other two women that get put in the picture. But we about to get more into it, like I said. You know what I'm saying? Because this, yeah. The first four, who were the first four? just to give a recap, Ruben dropped first. It's important to know Ruben dropped first because around the time when some more kids get to dropping, you're going to tell Ruben pretty old. He old enough to get out in the field and work, you know what I'm saying, and discover some shit. So Ruben is the first one. Simi is the second one. Levi is the third. And Judah is the fourth. And these are all boys that belong to Leah. And I just want to go ahead and get this part broken down for real, in the understanding of when we get to somebody who plays a big role in the children of Israel. You know what I'm saying? Play a bigger role than the people who are his kinfolk don't even realize and don't even really, they don't even like that nigga like that for real. But I'm finna show you why the scene may be kind of set up to why this particular person who gonna do a big advancement in God for the children of Israel is hated so much by his own family. Okay, so Leah jumped off with the first four. And in chapter 30 starts off with Rachel on some dumb shit. You feel me? Cause like I said, she feeling the heat. And Pops, Uncle Laban, he Uncle Laban for Jacob, but this is the Pops of Leah and Rachel. Okay. He kind of set Jacob up for the okie doke because he came here for Rachel. Now, I'm thinking, just off the previous stories that we read, if he would have just came in for Rachel, I really don't think Rachel would be reacting the way that she's reacting right now. But like I say, part of the reason why I feel like God hasn't gave him Rachel that child, because that's the one he came for. And even with Abraham, the linkage of them, you know what I'm saying, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, like, it's some years involved before that first child comes with the one that they truly love and want to be with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already been a process before this situation right here. But Pops, you know, Uncle Laban, threw a monkey wrench in the game when he married Leah off and then married off, you know what I'm saying, Rachel to Jacob. So at the beginning of this one, Rachel, like, basically, like, she feeling the heat, and she really envious of Leah right now, you know what I'm saying? Because Leah got some fertile pussy right now, so it seems. And got four boys, you know, experiencing motherhood, something that I think Rachel really wants to experience herself, to the point to where she getting down Jacob's throat. Like, it's Jacob's fault, you know what I'm saying? And it's neither fault, for real. I ain't blaming Rachel for it, you feel me? Because, like I say, before we even got to this point, if you paid attention to Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Rebecca, this was situations, like, for them that was already kind of meant to happen. God gonna place that child at perfect timing. But neither one of the predecessors beforehand, women-wise, had to deal with another wife like Rachel has to do. So she feeling the heat, getting upset with Jacob, like, if you don't give me a child, I'ma kill myself. You know what I'm saying? Just talking reckless, you know what I'm saying? She just hollering she gonna die if she don't have a child, you know what I'm saying? And Jacob was getting heated with her. This is the one of a few times where say he got heated with him, you know what I'm saying? He was heated with her, like, you know, I'm supposed to be God now? Like, for real, how am I supposed to know what's going to happen in the future as far as that, man? You know how many times we done fucked, you know what I'm saying? You got control of the dick, and we going to show that Leah may have the kids, but Rachel got control of the dick, cuz Rachel got control of Jacob, and the dick belong to her. So she getting majority of the dick. I don't care what nobody say or think or how the fuck they feel. She getting this dick more than anybody, and she's in control of it. Because if she don't get a thumbs up to it, he's not finna go fuck with nobody else, because that's the one he fell in love with. And you're going to see the love that they have for each other. It just, it's big. And that, and that's going to be the biggest problem, I think, with the kids when it comes to that special child. Because we're going to get to him. I don't want to bring him out just yet because we, shit, still got some more kids down the line before we get to his ass. Where we at? Kid number 4? Yeah. And in this chapter, we're going to get all the way to child number 11. So, yeah, it's 7 more kids that got to pop out. I think that's right. That's 7 and 4 is 11. I think that's right. So, you know what I'm saying? We still got 6 more kids before we get to the actual child. You feel me? So, when Jacob told her, you know, I ain't God, man. Don't do me like that because I'm not the one that can control when you get pregnant. That's up to God, you know what I'm saying? She kind of calmed down, started to think a little bit more sensibly, you know what I'm saying? Sort of, I guess, kind of, you know what I'm saying? She put a ceremony. Now, at this particular time, I think the handmaids have been made known, been made known to them that if you're a handmaid, nigga, you better play your part or you're going to get kicked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, at any given time, you want to play special, nigga, you can get your ass kicked out. And I think they heard about what Sarai did to motherfucking Hagar and shit like that. So, hey, I ain't gonna lie. You know, Zilpah and it started with a B. It's a funny sounding name. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing any of this shit. But you get the picture. The whole point is to get you to read the shit. If you don't like the way I'm sounding that shit out, go look in the book and find out for your damn self. You did? But they play their part, though. Shit. Them niggas play their part, if you know what I'm saying. Because Rachel handmaid is about to play a part right now. You know, Rachel kind of calmed down from trying to kill herself, commit suicide and all that shit. And she offered up her handmaid, Bill. So he went until he fought, you know what I'm saying? And he got her pregnant. And Rachel was happy. This is the thing. So it was thumbs up from Rachel for this. She the one who gave. In order for him, as you can see, it's nowhere in the Bible to this point, you know what I'm saying, where it's saying that motherfuckers going into handmaids without the wife approval. If it's any other females involved in this shit, it's because the wife gives the approval of it, niggas. I just want my, because I'm talking to my real niggas, and I know my real niggas, I know y'all got mouthpieces, because. And that's part of the reason why I want to break this shit all the way down. So when a motherfucker hear this shit, I read this shit, are you telling nigga you got this shit from wild? That's why I need to have 4 women in my life. It's just kind of a natural thing for me to fuck different girls. Don't you do that. I ain't say that shit. No one in there is an approver. I said the woman had to approve of it, homie. Not the man slick something in her ear, you feel me? And it wasn't talking about no menages or nothing like that. She gave Bill her handmaid for the simple fact that she wanted kids. So, I mean, you better stick to the script and just bust a nut and not get happy with the pussy, nigga. You better stick to the script. You know what I'm saying? So, got her pregnant. And she was, like, happy about it. Because, like I say, this is like some Team Leah, Team Rachel type shit. So, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get their numbers up. You feel me? He said, Rachel was saying, like, the Lord heard me, man. He seen that I just wanted some children. You know, it got to a point, the scene with her sister getting 4 kids, man, I just want some kids. I want to be able to nurse my kids and hear them say mama and see them walking. And just, I want that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a strained relationship between, you know, the sisters because, you know, one sister got in the picture without the approval of the person who was supposed to be coming for the, you know what I'm saying, the wife. So it's a strain on that relationship to really just enjoy your sister's kids and enjoy that with her versus having your own. And, you know, it looked like Bill played a part because Rachel was happy. And she was like, you know, the Lord heard me. I've been praying just to have a child. I don't care. I get, just give me a child, Lord. And she did. And she called their son Dan. So now it's 4-1, you know what I'm saying? And She was so crunk about having Dan. She wanted him to go into the handmaid again. It did. And he did that. He fucked the handmaid again. And she came out with another son. All right? Now, any women, any ladies that may be listening, you know, like to take time to tell me what God puts on my heart, you know what I'm saying? I talk to my G's all the time. Really don't say much to my ladies, but this one is kind of more centered around the women in Jacob's life, you know what I'm saying? Especially at the beginning of part of chapter 30. The way that you handle things sometimes, always keep them in mind that God watching, you know what I'm saying? And some of this may have been like the journey that they supposed to go on, but some of this was punishment, and you could tell for both of them, you know what I'm saying? Because when Leah got her foe, it looked like she was on her bragging shit because God closed the wound. I mean, like, the wound up. So it's like, this nigga getting plenty of pussy, because, like, I don't know how many times, because it say she come up barren. So if she coming up barren, that mean he done fucked a few times and ain't no child came out of the situation. So she ain't got it like that no more at this point in time, you feel me? So she done did them four and she kind of shut down for a sec. And I think with Leah, it's probably because God trying to work on her with, you know what I'm saying, the way that she approaching it with her sister. It, you know, it's more, not so much of a Jacob thing, more so than the sisters going back and forth fuming with each other about these kids and shit like that. But you know, Bill her have another one for Rachel, you know, with Jacob. And that child was named, she was like, that child's name, Naphtali. You know what I'm saying? Because she was happy about it. She was happy about getting another child, you feel me? So it's 4-2. So Leah see her creeping. You know what I'm saying? And this is, like I say, this is, they really don't put the feud out there. They don't really explain how serious it is between these two on this feud and shit like this. But if you see the comments, you know what I'm saying, that's made after the child is born, you could tell they kind of throwing shots at each other, you feel me? And you could tell Leah wasn't too happy about, you know, she using her handmaid. Because this whole time, Leah been doing it on her own. She ain't been using no handmaids, you know what I'm saying? She went up 4-2 off the strength of her pussy, you know what I'm saying? She ain't used no handmaid. You know, Rachel had to use somebody else's pussy to kind of come up 4-2. So, but at this time frame, Leah, ain't nothing working for Leah. So it's like he busting in her, but you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing popping, you feel me? So she give up her handmaid, Zilpah, you know what I'm saying? And he fuck her, and he get her pregnant. And she said, truth coming. I forgot the name, but, cause Dan is the one that Bill had. See, you getting anything. Gad, dead, thank you, Lord. Gad, she said a troop coming. And the son that she had was Gad. And this is the handmaid that had Gad. You know what I'm saying? And fucked around, he fucked the handmaid. She gave the handmaid again. You know what I'm saying? He fucked her, got her pregnant again. And this one, you know what I'm saying? She started feeling like she was, you know what I'm saying? She was crunk again because she started praising the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And she called this one Issachar. It's spelled like Isaac with a H-A-R at the end. You know what I'm saying? But the dude say Issachar. It started with an I. Name started with an I. So now Leah up 6-2 with the help of her handmaid. You know what I'm saying? Now Leah up 6-2. You feel me? And crunk about that shit. You feel me? So, oh, shit gonna get worse for Rachel, because you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. Like, shit crazy, man. Like, this part right here, because the battle between them so much, and to be even willing to give up all the pussy just to be up, it's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? It's a little mind-blowing a little bit when you talk about the shit and how they really going back and forth. But this is how the 12 tribes of Israel are made, because every son that I'm calling out and later down the line will be what is considered one of the tribes of Israel. You know what I'm saying? So how many we got so far? If she up 6-2, we at 8, right? You know what I'm saying? Boom. It's finna get worse, cuz, on everything. Don't lie. What is it, 6-2, Leah? Oh, yeah, she finna go up 2 more. But this time, it's gonna be on her pussy. You know what I'm saying? Because Reuben, daddy, Reuben had got some mandrakes. That's why I say Reuben, around this time that after Issachar is born, like, Reuben is probably, like, either in his teens or in his 20s. He's old enough to go out in the field and you know what I'm saying, work the harvest, you feel me? Because they said he found out there in the harvest some mandrakes. And my best understanding, especially for the way that it explains it in the situation, mandrakes would be like what we consider aphrodisiacs, you know what I'm saying? Something that's supposed to help, you know what I'm saying, give you a little extra oomph and fertility and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like a natural, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like some fruits, and you know what I'm saying? It's some natural shit. It's something that can be grown. So it's some natural shit that's supposed to give you like some extra vitality, give you a little oomph. And Rachel had found out that Reuben had got some, right? You know what I'm saying? So she had went to Leah and was like, so I don't think Reuben was grown yet, because maybe if he was grown, she would have went to Reuben instead of Leah. So he might have been like 17, you know what I'm saying, 18 perhaps, you know. But she was like, I heard your son found some mandrakes out there in the field, and I was wondering if I could get some of them, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end of the day, they still sisters, you know what I'm saying? And she know her situation. And, like, they are literally, like, what? Is Leah up? Leah up what? What I said? She was up 6-2. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally. And none of them are Rachel's. All 8 of these kids, none of them coming from Rachel pussy. None of them have came from Rachel pussy. So, Rachel is coming on her own, like, on her own deal, you feel me? Because she wants, you know what I'm saying, to have a child with the man she loves. Like, above all things, because Jacob came there for her, man. Like, that is the one she loves, and that is the one he loves, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, she really want to have this child with him, you dig? And this is what I'm telling y'all, I know Rachel controls the dick, okay? Leah might got more kids than Rachel, but Rachel controlling the dick. And this is finna show you why. Okay. When Rachel asked, you know, can I get some of your son, man, Drace? Please, please, Leah, please. Don't be like that, Leah. Please. Leah like, man, damn, girl. Shit. You already control the dick. I can't get Jacob dick unless you tell me I can get Jacob dick. You already got my husband. I mean, I'm married to him, but it ain't really like I'm married to him. He really just be here for the kids more so than me. We fuck every now and then, but not for real, for real. So, I mean, like, you already took him, and now you, damn, man, my son got some mandrakes. You want to take them hoes, too? Damn, man, just take my kid, huh? Just take all my sons and all this shit, man. You want to take everything from a nigga? Damn. Girl, calm down. You always so damn dramatic. Shit. You know who he came here for in the first place. I don't know why you acting like that. If it wasn't for daddy, you wouldn't even be here in the first place. So, don't come at me like that, first off, bitch. But I'm trying to be nice. I was finna tell you that if you give me some mandrakes, I'd let you sleep with Jacob tonight. You can have Jacob dick tonight. For real, sister. For real. I'm so sorry, sister. You really gonna let me have Jacob dick tonight? Please, sis, don't play with me now. Because if you play with me, I ain't going to get... I'm going to have... Sis, don't play with me. I can have Jacob dick tonight. You can, if you going to give me some mandrakes, yeah, you got it. Okay, how many you want? Shit, how many you need? You might need all of these hoes, but I ain't going to give you all of them because I'm fucking tonight. So I got to keep a few on for myself, but you can get the rest of them hoes. Because, yeah, your ass might need some of them. You know what I'm saying? So She gave the man Drake's. And as soon as he was finna get ready to come back in from working and all that, you know what I'm saying? Liv meeting him out in the field, boy. Meeting him at, before she ain't letting him get to the door. Hey, Jacob. How you doing, Jacob? Listen, Jacob. I know you usually go to sleep with Rachel, but tonight, you sleeping with me. That's right. You are fucking sleeping with me. I earned your dick. Your dick belong to me. You coming in with me tonight. So you might as well just bring your tired ass. And you ain't got to do no work. You know, I've been waiting for this dick. You ain't got to do no work. I do everything. You just take your ass in there. Don't lay in there with Rachel. Lay in my room. That's right. I'm going to clear all them kids out. And then we going to do our thing tonight. We sure is with your sex ass. Oh. Give me some Jacob dick. Jacob. So she was crunk, you know what I'm saying? She about to go and get what? That ass got pregnant, you know what I'm saying? She got pregnant yet again, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Crunk about this one, man, you know what I'm saying? I said Zilpa had two. I said Gad, but what? Did I tell y'all the other one that Zilpa had? Because she had two before he went to fuck Leah, and one of them was Gad, and when she was praising the Lord, that was Asher. Okay, I said she went praising the Lord, but I don't think I said the name. His name was Asher, you know what I'm saying? Okay, but when she fucked, and the first son that she got, no, I did say his name. No, yeah, his name, the son that Zilpa had name was, like I said, I just said that nigga name, cause motherfucking, I see it, Asher. Yeah, there it is. That's Zilpa. Now, Isaac, I might have said that shit, and that's wrong. Isaac is the first one that Leah had when she got the mandrakes, but then she ended up fucking again. You know what I'm saying? So, when she ended up fucking again, that's when she got the last son, and she was just on crunk mode, talking about everybody gonna say I got the most furthest pussy in the land, basically, because I done gave my husband a motherfucking basketball team, plus somebody on the bench in case somebody get hurt. I done gave him 6 sons in that bitch. Ain't nobody pussy better than mine. I get that shit done. If you want a son, I get that shit done. You know what I'm saying? So she was a little too crunk, because that was the last son that she had, but she ended up having another child with him, which is a daughter named Dina, which is important in later chapters. That's why I think they mention her, and that's her 7th child. 7's a pretty good number, you know what I'm saying? So that was like Leah's 7th child. Like, damn. So as far as like children, she up 9-2, but as far as like boys, she up 8-2. But after that, you know, I think that was like an humbling factor for Rachel. And it may just be around the time when God actually had for them, because, you know, he worked for Uncle Laban for about a good 21 years, you feel me? Like, for real. But it say the Lord finally, you know, he heard her prayer, you know what I'm saying? She was, it's a humbling process. It's a, because this child right here is going to be different from all the rest of the children. So sometimes it's not so much of he punishing, but preparing. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's a guy, man. It's a little bit of both, but he got that balance to where, yeah, it's part punishment, but it's part preparation as well. You know what I'm saying? So she had a son. She finally had one. You know what I'm saying? Her and Jacob had one together. She praised the Lord and said, his name will be Joseph. This is Joseph. That is the special child that will, if Joseph don't do the shit that he do in later chapters, children of Israel may not even be the children of Israel like that. You know what I'm saying? So he plays a heavy, heavy role in the, you know what I'm saying, introduction. That's a good way of putting it. of the children of Israel, because them coming out of Egypt, that's like that introduction. That's like the big story, the Moses part in the Red Sea. Everybody loved it. You know what I'm saying? But I really think if Joseph wasn't in the position that he was in, they wouldn't even got that far. You know what I'm saying? So, but this is the one. And now, if you really, really look at it, because in later chapters, they're going to show, you know what I'm saying, just the hate that's been passed down from mothers to sons, look like, you know what I'm saying? The moms went at it. I really think they went at it, you know what I'm saying? They had cordial days, but they probably had more days where they was at each other's throats. And it shows through the children, because, you know, you do what you talk, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, because the Joseph story is kind of like bittersweet. It's a sad story, but it's a very great story, you know what I'm saying? It's the epitome of stories that I think the devil could mean something for bad, but God could do it for good, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I get caught, but this is just the birth of him, you know what I'm saying? And him being set up in a house where his mom and his dad, he gonna hear the stories about his mom and his dad originally fell in love at first sight, wanted to be with each other, but the brothers kind of came into play off some slick shit with Uncle Laban, you know what I'm saying? So, and like I say, if Leah's not in the picture, who's to say that Rachel would even offer up her handmaid, because she wouldn't even have no reason to feel jealous, because it's just her and Jacob going through this with her. Not Jacob having kids with another wife, it's kind of like she going through it by herself. So, you know what I'm saying? But she finally got one, and she said God gonna give her another one. She already claiming she gonna get another one, you know what I'm saying? So, indeed, he will, you know what I'm saying, in later chapters. Not right now, but in later chapters. So, I'm just letting you know, because that makes 12, you know what I'm saying? Joseph is 11, and the next son in later chapters will make 12. So, right now, we are sitting at Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, Zebulun. Zebulun is the last son that Leah had. I think I talked about the daughter, but I don't know if I said Zebulun. Zebulun is the last son. That's 10, and Joseph make 11. So, and that's 11 of the tribes that start out of Israel, and we'll see the unique relationship that Joseph has later on with the children of Israel. And is it on their part? But that's not how chapter 30 ends. Okay, that's just the war. So Rachel technically lost, you know what I'm saying? But the one that she do have kind of help everybody else. So it's like a win-lose situation, because if she don't have that one, nigga will fuck the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? Because they show. I'm just saying, I ain't saying it to be mean, but when we get into later chapters, you're going to see, man, they pull some whole shit. And this is the, well, I can't be mad, because if you read the Bible, it all starts from shit. Cain and Abel, it's like, it's hard for me to conceive kinfolk, man, your bloodline in God. You know what I'm saying? I could see, you know what I'm saying? But when you believing in God, you're supposed to be about love, about peace, about faith, about, you know, hold courage, perseverance, you know, understanding, wisdom. You're supposed to have traits that keep you from being envious or jealous or mad or, you know what I'm saying, ungrateful or prideful or lustful. Like, you're supposed to have, you're, like, if you in God, you're supposed to understand why you try not to get in them lustful traps or them fearful traps or them prideful traps, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. But these niggas, you know, I guess everybody go through it, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, putting it out there is to learn from it, because I think the generation of now, I think we are more stronger, believe it or not, spiritually, than they were. You know what I'm saying? Because we really don't have the signs and the visits like they've gotten, you know what I'm saying, on a consistent basis. But our faith, I think, is stupidly way more, you know what I'm saying, than theirs was, you feel me? Their devotion kept them faithful more. And their devotion, I think, beat us out. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it was a daily devotion thing. It was more than just a Sunday thing with them. It was a daily devotion. But our faith, you know what I'm saying? I think our faith higher than now generation. And if we could learn from what they did when those situations come up in our life, I think, you know what I'm saying, God could show through us what maybe he was trying to show them if they would do that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because we all connected spiritually, so, I mean, I don't know. It get kind of deep. It did, but like I said, that's not the end, you know what I'm saying? Because when he had Joseph, the child that he wanted to have, with the wife that he wanted to have, Joseph ready to go. I mean, Jacob ready to go now, because Jacob ready to go. You know what I'm saying? And Jacob saying, like, basically, it looking like Laban had maybe a few sheep, a few cattle, you know what I'm saying, when he first got there. But he showed him how to flip that shit. And now he got a multitude of, you know what I'm saying? He done made him rich, basically. He done made him rich. He got 11 boys, 12 kids all together, man. Two wives, you know what I'm saying? And the handmaids, and he got people, he got a family, he got a household to take care of now. You know, I don't want to live up under your roof and everything like that no more. I want to get my own shit because, you know, I got my family. Let me get my family and let me be about my business, you feel me? Said, let me go back to my homeland, you dig? So, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Laban was like, Man, come on, man. You can stay a little while longer, man. I mean, I can't lie, man. I have noticed. I ain't gonna lie. I noticed that business been going great since you've been here. God has really been blessing me off the strength of you being here. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just chill out a little while longer, man. I pay you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got... I know you got your wives and everything. You got that payment off that one. But I pay you, man. What you want your wages to be, man? I ain't... You know, I pay you. I got you, cuz. I got you, nephew. And he was like, I tell you what. You ain't got to give me nothing, man. And I think back then, with, like, sheep and goat, if they weren't, like, white without blemish, it was kind of like, you got to cut the price on them. You know what I'm saying? If you sell them, you got to cut the price on them. You can't really sell them for full price. Or most people don't want them. They don't want them if they speckled or striped, and or if they straight brown. Sheep just straight brown. They don't want them. You know what I'm saying? So Jacob was like, let me get all your speckled goat, you know what I'm saying, striped goat, you know, your brown sheep that got brown spots in them that ain't got no white, and let that be my hire. Let me have that, and I'm going to separate from you, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to work it with that right there. And anything that you see among the sheep that I have or the goats that I have that's all white without blemish, let that be counted stolen amongst you, you know what I'm saying? And I still take care of these right here. I take care of yours. But I'm going to get mine out, the ones with the speckles and the stripes and the brown in them, I'm going to get them out and I'm going to take them away and give them to my sons, you know what I'm saying? And he let his sons go like 3-day journey away from him, you know what I'm saying? So he did that, and he kept the sheep. But you know, Jacob, still named Jacob, you know what I'm saying? Feeling a little hustle coming on, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all this high was now. You got to keep in mind that that's all he left with. He took the rod, he took his clothes, he took his kids, and he took all the stuff that was considered like ain't sellable, you know what I'm saying? That was less sellable, you know what I'm saying? And that was going to be all he had, was his family and the stuff that wasn't unsellable to make his hustle and his come up off of. And he was going to still keep the sheep. He wasn't, you ain't got to pay me nothing. You done paid me. When you gave me them sheep and them goat, that was my payment, you know what I'm saying? But Jacob, see them J's, you know, when they get two letters that's too close together, you know what I'm saying? I get names twisted. I apologize. Jacob. But his name gonna change later, chat, so I ain't gonna get confused. No, it's all good. This a slick moment for him. He was kind of a little slick on this one. Right? He keeping the sheep, and he putting his like 3 days journey away from his. So, being that he keeping the sheep and the goat, he know which one's strong and which one's ain't strong. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of, I want to say he put like a little watering place that was in between where Laban stayed and where Jacob was staying at the time. And he brought them down there. Like he said he had some rods that he covered completely white. It made it like a fence, I think, I want to say. Like when they went to go get water, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And if he noticed which ones were strong, he would bring his cattle too along to get water with them, and he'll put the fence up so they'll mate with each other. You know what I'm saying? When it was the stronger cattle. So anything that came out striped, you know, speckled and brown amongst them, he kept them, you know what I'm saying? And the white ones, he gave back to Laban, you know what I'm saying? But when the feeble ones out there, which is the weak ass ones, you know what I'm saying, that Laban had, he never brought his cattle up there to him. You know what I'm saying? He just kind of left his cattle there. So when he put it up and they reproduced, they were all his. You know what I'm saying? That was all Laban shit. But when the stronger ones was in there, when he heard, because he was the herder of them, so he could herd them like, I'm going to herd all the strong ones down there. They're going to get some water right now. And then I'm going to put mine in there with them so they can mate. And then I can get me some strong ones out of that one. And then I bring my feeble one. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't even going to bring mine up there. Because then he going to know I made him weak when they see it striped and everything. But he just brought his feeble. He hurried them up there. Let them, you know what I'm saying, fuck with each other and shit. And all them sheep were going to come out like that pretty much. And, you know, you keep them motherfuckers right there. You know what I'm saying? So he ended up doing that a few times. He ended up with the stronger cattle. So having the stronger cattle and, okay, because he flipped it. I think he flipped it. You feel me? Now, if people see, all right, he a salesman. He trying to sell these goats and these sheep. And he see, and the people see that they brown and they got stripes in them and they speckle. You know what I'm saying? Some people going to come up out of curiosity like, you really trying to sell these? You know what I'm saying? But he'll have probably a little test that he can show them that they might be like this, but they strong, cuz. They stronger than the ones you're going to get from Laban over there. I ain't even going to lie. Probably all like that on their ass. Like, yeah, you can go to Laban and check them out, but then come back here. I'm telling you, these right here, these the ones right here. And he ended up getting his hustle game on, because they said he came up with maid service and man service and got him, you know what I'm saying, some old cattle. So he came up on their ass, you know what I'm saying? He started getting his paper, putting that stuff that Pops got to use, but he in his own little space now. He ain't feeding it to Laban because it's Uncle Laban, and, you know, I'm going to give it to Unc, you know, show love to Unc. I got my own family. I got something to prove. I got things to do, you know what I'm saying? So, and he did. He got his hustle on in that hole. And he grew a multitude of stuff. And we're going to see in later chapters how big it actually was. But the boy got his hustle on. He took a dollar and made way more than, you know what I'm saying, 100 mil, you feel me? Just with a dollar, he made more than 100 mil, you feel me? So did his thing out there. And that's how chapter 13, my bad, you know what I'm saying, chapter 30 ends. In a nutshell. It is, man. Sorry, I know it was a long one, cuz, but you know, some shit going on in that hole. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be more shit going on. You feel me? Like, for real, for real. Shit get deep, cuz. I appreciate everybody for listening, man. Hope the Lord bless you. Hope it encouraged one of y'all to pick up that book, man. Watch chapter 31 next. We're getting it out. Till the next time we get it in, we're gonna do it like that, though. Ciao.